in the limelight.
Iran has showed to the world that the key to the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979, the thwarting of the Ba'athist invasion during the Eight-Year War, and the defeat of all American plots against the power and prestige of the country and the unity of the nation, is treading the path of immortal martyr of Karbala and promoting his values in society. Dear listeners, what you heard was part of an article written by Kayhan International staff. This article is published under the heading Salvation of Iraq and the Ummah Tied to Karbala and its Ideals. Stay tuned for more. Arbaeen, or the 40th day of the anniversary of history's most heartrending tragedy, was observed peacefully in its heartland, Karbala, with an estimated 14 to 15 million pilgrims, mostly from Iraq. It means there is still room for another 10 million pilgrims at the shrine of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, and could be easily and constructively filled up by at least 5 million from Iran and another 5 million from all over the globe. In other parts of the world, especially Pakistan and Afghanistan, the annual commemoration passed peacefully with no reports of any terrorist blast at the processions or any restrictions by the ruling Taliban militia. Throughout India, millions of mourners of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, observed Arbaeen with the street marches, and in many places were joined by their Sunni brethren, as well as Hindus who revere the immortal martyr of Karbala. The Islamic Republic of Iran, because of a day's difference in the sighting of the crescent for the month of Safar, observed Arbaeen a day before on Monday, September 27th, with a public holiday and commemoration ceremonies all over the country, with due observance of health and hygienic measures because of the coronavirus pandemic. The only place from where violence was reported at these peaceful rallies was Abuja, the capital of Nigeria, where, unfortunately, the trigger-happy security forces opened fire without any reason on the mourners. And according to reports, have so far martyred 8 Muslims. It is indeed a matter of deep regret that an almost Muslim-majority country with an elected Muslim president heading the government has no respect for religious ceremonies held by its own citizens, for the Ahlul Bayt, or blessed household of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Even in Saudi Arabia, where the rulers are rather inimical to the peninsula's Shia Muslims, this year there were no reports of violence or suppression of the commemoration gatherings for Arbaeen. Imam Hussein, peace upon him, is the symbol of peace, justice, unity, brotherhood, and freedom, as all conscientious people of any religion will testify, and this is evident by the participation of Muslims of all denominations, as well as Christians, Zoroastrians, Hindus, and even the followers of Judaism in his commemoration ceremonies. In Iraq, people converge on Karbala from all corners of the country, which means that the Prophet's grandson, who refused to acknowledge the libertine and illegal rule of the Umayyad regime by preferring martyrdom on the battlefield in an unequal combat in order to salvage humanitarian values, is the only hope for national unity. In other words, it is adherence to the path of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, and promotion of the values espoused by him that could bring all the people of Iraq on a single platform in view of the forthcoming general elections, irrespective of their ethnic, political, and sectarian differences. To be more precise, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, is the bulwark against treason and the treacherous plots of the traitors who want to sell Iraq to the Zionists and who like to keep the country under American military occupation. Iran has showed to the world that the key to the victory of Islamic Revolution in 1979, the thwarting of the Ba'athist invasion during the Eight-Year War, and the defeat of all American plots against the power and prestige of the country and the unity of the nation is treading the path of the immortal martyr of Karbala and promoting his values in society. We earnestly hope that Iraq and other countries will follow suit. Then only will the dignity and independence of the Muslim Ummah will be ensured, and the struggle for liberation of Islam's former Qibla, Bayt al-Muqaddas, and the whole of Palestine will bear fruits.